And hello, everyone. This is Ted Bell, and I'm talking to you from in front of Ted's of Beverly Hills, our restaurant here in Beverly Hills, California. And tonight, it's a Tedcast from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Yeah, come on down tonight to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm out in front. I'm dressed. We're calling it Putting on the Dog. I forgot to tell you that. Putting on the Dog at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills.
Will you want to put our meat in your mouth?
And now here is Chef Carl Cedilia. Chef, take it away.
Thank you very much, Ted. And Ted Bell is out there at Ted's of Beverly Hills right now. And he'll be holding forth.
And I also want...
He'll be holding forth ahead of just, we got to get into the show and then we'll get back to Ted. He'll be holding forth out there at Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight. And he'll be out front wearing a chef hat. You'll know Ted. He'll have the big giant Ted's of Beverly Hills chef hat. And he'll be dressed in a dog mask, has on a kind of a, and Margaret Gray is with us, Margaret.
Yes, the mask that Ted will be wearing, he'll be in a dog costume with a dog face. And he is Ted the dog as we put on the dog. Also with us tonight, Rudy Canoza.
I want to be very clear. I'm very grateful for Ted to give me the night. I don't know if Ted gave me the night off.
Well, I gave you the night off because of the arrangement that Ted and I had, but we know that Spooky and Carlisle are at the bar.
Right. Spooky's at the bar. If you go to the bar tonight at Ted's of Beverly Hills, Spooky is there. Great guy. And then Carlisle is also...
Right. And it's going to be a festive night. I just have a feeling that we're going to really get some business at Ted's of Beverly Hills. All restaurants have really been suffering as a result of COVID. As you know, the restaurants have been shut down. And we are still shut down here in California as well. But what we're going to be doing, we're going to be enjoying a virtual Ted's of Beverly Hills fun night of dinner, of drinks, of dancing, and all of it provided by Ted there at Ted's of Beverly Hills as he welcomes people through the door. And we'll get Ted back on the line right now from Ted's of Beverly Hills. As I mentioned, he is a remote out in front of the restaurant. And Ted, how's it looking?
Am I back on?
You're back on, yes.
Okay, thanks very much, Chef. This is Ted Bell, and what I was starting to say, then somebody disconnected me, back at the studio. Am I on right now?
You are, and I'm sorry, Ted. We had to cut away from you and get into the show. It was being waved forward by Bud Dickman.
Okay, you were being waved forward by Bud Dickman. All right, just look.
So you know the lay of the land. Hey, Ted, it's Rudy.
Okay, so Rudy's in studio too.
Yes, Rudy is here.
I'm here because Chef Cedilia gave me.
Chef Cedilia gave you the night off. Okay. Well, like I said, I'm getting the lay of the land, so...
But want tonight to be a big success, so, and the reason why we cut you off is Bud...
I was waving him a hand. I was telling him, you know, wrap it up, you know.
Wrap it up.
All right, and that is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And, Margaret, it's an exciting evening.
It really is an exciting evening. While all restaurants and many businesses in California are still shut down... this will be a virtual opening of Ted's. Ted will tell us about the history of Ted's of Beverly Hills. He will do some dancing for us. Ted is a very, very talented man, as you can attest to, Rudy.
I can. When Ted first hired me to... didn't hire me so much as proposed that we go into business together because I had come in. I was selling him some furnishings for the bar, for the prime rib room, and I was also fitting the bar with glassware. And he said, would you like to go into a partnership? I said, hey, you know, I don't know. I mean, I was looking at the place. It was a little ratty.
It was kind of run down, wasn't it?
It was run down, and I don't want to...
Well, let's concentrate on the positives, because we are looking forward to reopening.
Yes, absolutely. So I overlooked a lot of... What I'm trying to say is I overlooked a lot of garbage, you know, that...
There's a lot of garbage laying on the floor.
There was garbage and crap.
He brought in Western Exterminators, I think. And
yeah, he did. But that's when I went to. But as soon as Ted and I partnered up, we were able to move forward. And
all right, well, let's get back and check in now with Ted. That he is, as I say, out in front of the restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills, in Beverly Hills. Ted, how's the crowd?
The crowd's great, and I want to clarify a few things before we go any further.
Well, now, you know that what the agreement was. Let's stick to promoting Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I do want to promote Ted's of Beverly Hills. I do want to promote Ted's of Beverly Hills. But I feel it's only right to say that I'm here in a dog outfit. Now, this is our theme today, by the way, folks, putting on the dog. At Ted's in Beverly Hills, and when you come by, you'll see me in a chef hat with a dog mask, and I've got kind of some stuffing, so I look like a big, fat, happy dog with an apron.
And you're out in front of the restaurant there banging on a pot?
No, I got the joy...
Oh, we gave him the joy buzzer.
I got the joy buzzer, so come on out. I don't know if you can hear... Hey, how you doing, miss? Yeah, come on in. Have a drink on me. Get lost. You know, when you say that you came to the restaurant and it was a dump...
Well, now, as I said, the terms of our agreement... And, folks, welcome to Ted. This is the Tedcaster on the Phil Henry Show. Ted is live there at Ted's of Beverly Hills, out in front of the restaurant. A lot of business?
Yeah, there's a crowd gathering, but...
The agreement was that you would be out there and you'd be...
I know. Look, I own the restaurant, and...
Hey, Ted, this is Rudy. How's it going?
Yeah.
I was just saying to everyone about when I first came to the restaurant.
Yeah, and you were talking about how there was garbage all over the place, and what else was wrong with the place?
Oh, I don't mean to make it sound...
Well, no, but you did. You said there was garbage everywhere, the place was ratty. Is that what you said?
I did, and...
Let's concentrate on the positives here, because as you know, our agreement... I'm going to tell people what the agreement was.
All right.
Anyway, so Ted's out there, and what were you saying, Rudy?
I was simply saying that that when I first come to Ted's of Beverly Hills, it stunk, you know.
I noticed that the first time I went in there, there was a stink to it. This was before you.
Oh,
hey, Ted, you know, hold on for a minute. Now you know the agreement.
I know the. I lost them. Look, I'll tell people, okay?
No, it's up to me to tell people. We had a bet on the New Orleans Tampa Bay game. Ted took New Orleans. And said there was no way that Tampa Bay would ever, ever beat New Orleans. He said that Drew Brees would put a dress on Tom Brady. That's what you said.
I know what I said.
Right. And the agreed to bet was simply that you would stand out in front of Ted's of Beverly Hills if you lost the bet. And you'd put on a dog outfit. And you would promote the restaurant from out there. You also are going to be some singing. You're going to be doing some singing tonight, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay. And there would be no reference to anything other than promoting the restaurant.
Well, how are you? You guys are there.
Then there'd be no... We're talking about the background. We said that we'd be very honest about the restaurant and the needs of the restaurant, and that you simply would be promoting out in front of the restaurant. So go ahead, Rudy.
Ted, I want to say, you know, it was wonderful to become a partner with you, but the stink... And I,
Did you say there's some cat do?
Well, I found out there was a cat on site. They had a cat.
That was the other chef that I brought on before, Jim.
All right, now, come on, Ted. Go ahead.
No, I know. I know that, Ted, but they stink. It smelled like cat dung. And so they came in, and the exterminator come in and got rid of the... I thought they were mice. Somebody said they were rats, but to me, they looked like...
Also, they were rats, huh?
They were that couple of rats, yeah.
Well, anyway, Ted, what we're trying to say here is the restaurant has come a long way, hasn't it?
The restaurant?
This is Chef Carl Cedilli, along with Ted Bell here, and this is a TEDcast tonight, a TEDcast live from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
You want to tell people what a fat tub of shit?
Go!
Ted Bell here, Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on down. I'm wearing a dog costume. I have a... I'm out in front of the restaurant dressed like a dog.
That's right. Ted Bell is out in front of Ted's of Beverly Hills right now and is holding forth. I am Chef Carl Cedilli. With me is Rudy Canoza, who's taking a night off from the bar. Bud Dickman is here as well, and Margaret Gray. We were just talking, Ted, as you know, about the fetid stench that came from the restaurant and how ratty it looked before Rudy showed up. And certainly the food is something to talk about. Wouldn't you agree? And the food, when I got there as the executive chef for Ted's in Beverly Hills, really all Ted was doing was kind of a glamorized sawdust joint where we had hot dogs and sauerkraut, the steak, the meat. You could catch a baseball with the meat. And it was something.
Well, I know that Frank would eat there on occasion when Ted's father ran the place. But then Ted took it over, and the word was it got better.
Well, I mean...
Well, if you say it got better, better than the old man when he ran it back in the 70s, the food was barely edible, and it was really one of the... It was the only place in Beverly Hills where they actually did let homeless people in to use the bathroom, as well as serving up things like Salisbury steak. It was basically a sizzler. It wasn't as good as Sizzler. That's what I'm saying. Isn't that right, Ted? Isn't that right, Ted?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get back out to Ted Bell, and let's hear more about what's promoted, what's happening tonight, Ted.
I'm out here in front of the restaurant.
You have to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, you got to pick it up and keep it tight.
I'm out here in front of the restaurant, and I'm promoting Ted's in Beverly Hills.
Now, I will let people know...
The Ted lost a bet.
Yeah, Ted lost a bet. It was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, we'll cut him off. Go ahead.
Ted took the New Orleans Saints in a bet against Chef Carl Cedilia, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won. Ted had said things like Drew Brees would put a skirt on Tom Brady. There is no way in hell they'll lose. And just to prove the point, if Tampa Bay were to win the game, he would go out in front of Ted's of Beverly Hills in a costume, a dog costume with a chef hat, and a small joy buzzer, whatever that is.
Yeah, give him a joy buzzer. In fact, is he on there? Get him back on there. Hey, Ted.
What?
Yeah, do the joy buzzer.
Now, do the joy buzzer so people know. We can't hear it.
Hold on, I'll go inside. Can you hear it now?
I can't understand you.
Can you hear it now?
Barely. Work on it.
You.
And so, that's the joy buzzer, and when you approach Ted, you'll hear him do that.
Yeah, it's a joy buzzer.
And that will mean, come on in. You're welcome to come into Ted's Beverly Hills and enjoy yourself. So in any event, Ted lost this bet. Said that Drew Brees would put a skirt on Tom Brady. Didn't happen. He said he would stand out in front and also that he would be our employee for the night. He was very arrogant.
Well, I don't want to say he was arrogant.
He said it's not going to happen. It'll never happen. Drew Brees wins this football game. And I'll never forget him kind of leaning back, putting his feet up on the desk, popping the top off of a 7-Up or something and just guzzling that thing. Almost gargling.
Yeah, Dad does that. When he loses the bet, he'll lean back and go, ga, 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 you know, sucks it down, man.
All right, let's clean it up a little bit.
But, I mean, that's what he does.
So we thought what we would do here tonight is, given the fact that he lost that bet, we would really go ahead and put a show on for you tonight from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And Ted is out there at on the street in front of Beverly Hills, in front of Ted's of Beverly Hills. And, Ted, so far, what kind of a crowd have you got?
We've got a great crowd. My name is Amanda. And Amanda, have you ever eaten at Ted's of Beverly Hills?
I've eaten many a night, and I'm shocked to see you.
What are you doing out here?
I'm
promoting the restaurant.
But you're dressed in you look like something you ought to be in front of Chick-fil-A, you know, isn't that Bill?
Yeah, it does.
You're allowed to be out of Chick-fil-A.
Well, I'm not in front of Chick-fil-A. I'm in front of my place, Ted's of Beverly Hills. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, very nice. Are you going in to eat?
No.
So, well, you can't go in to eat because we're closed, so.
I know.
In a moment, we'll be going inside and enjoying some dancing. I will not be dancing with any partner because, as you know, this is a virtual opening of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now, Chef Cedilia, I know that you're there back at the studio. Tell us what it is we're going to be serving tonight.
Well, tonight, Ted, we have the delicious, of course, Ted's Porterhouse, or as we call that, the Porter Ted. Very, very delicious.
Oh, God, the Porter Ted. Man, I'll tell you, Chef Cedilia cooks it almost, well...
Don't start bagging home, man.
No, I know. Chef Tadelia cooks it really good.
Now, Ted, resist the temptation to bag on Chef Tadelia because he's got you out on the street dressed in a dog mask.
I'm not. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, okay?
And so the Porter Ted, and the one that we're very, very proud of course, is the New York Strip Ted. And what was the idea that we had, Ted?
What idea?
You know, the idea that we had about
you're going to strip.
Well, tell him about it.
Tell them, Ted. It's part of the bet.
Tell them.
We're going to serve a sirloin strip steak, and I take my pants off.
And certainly you weren't serious about that, were you?
No, I was not, and you know it.
But I did say I'd asked about it. And you were angry at one of your customers. You said, serve him the New York Strip Ted, and I will strip.
It was that couple that comes in from the Brentwood.
That doesn't make any difference. So what happened was I cooked up this New York Strip strip steak, and I said to the couple, this is a New York Strip Ted. Ted? And Ted came out and pulled his pants down and then ran away.
I didn't.
Well, you did, Ted, because we read about it the next day in the LA Times.
I pulled my pants down because these people had come in 3 weeks running and talked about the smell, talked about the food.
And you were resentful of it.
Of course I was resentful. Of course I was resentful.
But it was true that the place stunk, didn't it?
There was a stink. I couldn't get out of the... I realized it was the cat that the busboys were feeding, so my son Josh adopted it.
And that's a very nice thing.
I thought so.
Well, Ted, you know, relax.
Hey, Ted, listen. It was a great thing that Josh adopted the cat. It got the stink from the place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
You know what I said when this... I said, now the only thing left is you.
Yeah, that's right. You were decidedly racist.
No, I was...
You were decidedly racist. You said, get rid of the cat, and the only thing that smells now is the Argentinian.
How's that racist?
Well, okay, never mind.
Ted, you know full well.
How is that racist? I said Argentinian.
So anyway, we are here from Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight as we celebrate the virtual reopening of Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Stand by, Mr. Bell.
Ted's whatever, whatever. Hey, it's Ted Bell here in front of Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm standing here wearing a dog mask. I am dancing about and I'm banging on a tambourine. And does anyone care? No! We want to put our
meat in your mouth. Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. I'm Chef Carl Cedilia here with Ted Bell out in front of Ted's tonight. And yes, if it sounds like we're kind of piling on Ted, he lost a bet, the New Orleans Saints Tampa Bay Buccaneer bet. And I have said to you repeatedly, Ted, better that you lose the bet with me than with the Dunphys.
Now, you know something? That excuse me. That is so much old...
Watch the language, Ted.
I didn't say anything. That is so much old crap. Because the Dunphys have never done this to me. They've never openly humiliated me. Okay?
Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We'll be right back. Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by
Hong Kong Charlie's, right across the street from Ted Bell, but a cut above. For great Asian cuisine and more, it's Hong Kong Charlie's, and they serve a great steak as well. Continental American dining is available. At Hong Kong Charlie's, it's Ted's, only with flair and an international flavor.
Come to Hong Kong Charlie's
in Beverly Hills.
When your husband comes to you and says, hey, honey, my ass itches, maybe you need Birdwin's detergent, getting rid of that harsh staining and those very, very abrasive chemicals. Birdwin's detergent makes clothes soft, sweet, pure, yeah. Hey, honey, my ass doesn't itch. Birdwin's detergent.
Ted Bell here. I'm at Ted's of Beverly Hills this evening as we continue with our live remote broadcast from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Say hello to me. I'm in a dog mask.
You know, Ted.
No, I am. And I don't think it's wrong of me to point out that I've been subjected to a level of humiliation.
Hey,
listen, Ted, this was what you agreed to when you lost the bet. You said there was no way you'd lose. You said you'd get out in front of the restaurant in a dog mask. You said that we could treat you like an employee, that we could treat you even lower than an employee. You said that you were so sure of winning that bet that you would agree to just about any term at all. Do you remember saying that? Because we have it on tape. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Don't yell.
Hey, Ted, you got to stop yelling, man. You have to. People are out there. They're getting scared. They want to come to eat at Ted of Beverly Hills, but they're not going to eat there with a madman.
That is true, Ted. Show a decorum of sanity.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people stayed away from your restaurant for a while because it smelled bad and the food was bad. And then Chef Chedilia, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. Then Chef Chedilia came along.
You know, he kind of solved a lot of problems.
I brought a flair to the dining.
A flair. A flair, yeah.
I did. I brought a flair to the dining. I brought a great taste to the menu. I brought a sort of savoir-faire. I don't know what any of that means.
No, you don't know what it means. You have to ask me, hey, what does savoir-faire mean? Remember when you asked me that? Do you remember, huh?
No, I don't.
I don't remember him doing that.
I don't recall that at all.
Dad, me neither.
How would you know? You don't even work there.
And so now we've gotten to the point in the program where we're going to hear you sing, Ted. And when are you going to sing?
What are you going to sing, Ted?
I'm going to sing Daisy, okay?
Oh, hey, I like this song. It's Daisy, Daisy.
I know how it goes, thanks.
You know, you really ought to be a better sport about this, Ted. You opened your big bazoo about the St. Louis...
St. Louis? You don't even know the team.
Oh, Ted, stop blubbering.
Well, he doesn't know the team.
Yes, I do. The St. Louis Saints?
No, New Orleans!
Hey, Ted, it's looking bad, man. You gotta back off.
Ted, you really need to back off because you're gaining no sympathy for yourself whatsoever, Ted.
All right, I'm sorry.
And I've been on the New Orleans Saints, right?
No, on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers!
Ted, you've gotta back that off.
Yeah, really, don't talk to me like that.
Oh, okay.
So I bet on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and you bet on the Saints.
You don't even know that, do you? You think you bet on the St. Louis Saints? Then you think you...
Hey, but you know something, Ted? He did bet on the right team. He bet on the Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and you bet on St. Louis.
I didn't bet on St. Louis.
You bet on New Orleans.
I bet on the New Orleans Saints, and he bet on Tampa Bay Buccaneers, not Buccaneer, Buccaneers. There's more than one.
Oh, no, that's right. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, not Kankakee, no.
No, you said Kankakee.
No, I did not say Kankakee. I said the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, it sounded like Kankakee to me, but that's okay.
Well, you know, you guys need to get your hearing checked. All right, what do you want? Are you open? No, we're not open. This is Ted from Beverly Hills. Oh, you look lonely. Yeah. Hey, everybody, Ted Bell here. Hey, come on in and eat it. Ted from Beverly Hills.
Now, we're going to have you sing a song for us, Ted, okay?
Okay.
And one, and two, go.
There is a flower within my heart, Daisy, Daisy. Planted one day by a glancing dart, planted by Daisy Bell. Whether she loves me or loves me not, sometimes it's hard to tell. Yet I'm longing to share the lot of beautiful Daisy Bell. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy.
You sound angry, man.
I'm half crazy over the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you'll look sweet upon this. What do you want?
What are you doing, man? I'm singing a song.
Of a bicycle built for two.
Are you open?
No, we're not open, but we are virtually open.
What does that mean?
Why don't you bug off, okay?
Hey, Ted, treat the customers good, okay? Because they're going to be back, hopefully, not be driven away by you.
I've owned this restaurant for 40 years, okay?
You did not. You inherited in the 30 years, more likely.
Okay, how about that? Mr. Encyclopedia himself, Mr. Britannicus, should I call you there?
You know, Ted, every time you get upset, you sound a lot like Steve Bozell.
Who's Steve Bozell?
You don't know. You've had him in your restaurant. He was the guy who was sitting in the corner that night weeping.
Is that the guy who bought case after case of KY jelly? That you identify me with him? Is that what you're doing? Well, is that what you're doing?
Folks, thanks very much. This edition of Ted's, the Tedcast on the Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Hey, folks, Ted Bell here. Ted Bell here, and come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills. We got great fruit. We got...
You said fruit.
We've got great food. Ah!
famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Bud Dickman.